So we are up to Parakei, Mishnah Yud Beis. Halokeh Klei Tashem Shmenovi Chavim, Esh Darko Lahatvil Yatvil, Lahagil Yagil, Labin Bu'ur, Yelabin Bu'ur, that when a person buys things, Kalim, that a Novik Chavim has used, so if it's something that only needs Tevila and a mikveh, because it wasn't Balea anything, it's not the type of thing that is Balea anything, so then you just Tevila and a mikveh. Lahagil Yagil, but if it's something that would require Hagolot, to do agalah, if it's something that absorbs tam with direct fire, so that it needs libud hashofud va'askala. If it's a spit that you roast meat on or a grill, malabn bu'or, that requires libun hasakin shafa vihitora. If it's a knife, you could just scrub it by putting it into karka kosha 10 times, and then it becomes kosher to use. This is assuming that it was not used with anything hot. If it was used with something hot, then you have other problems, and you have to assume that there are blios in there. So moving on to Avos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Arsinai, Umesara Yoshua, and he gave it to Yoshua, Yoshua the Zekenim, and Yeshua gave it to the Zekenim, Zekenim to the Nevi'im, Zekenim to the Nevi'im, Nevi'im Mesara L'Anshei Knesset Gedola, and they transmitted the Torah to the Anshei Knesset Gedola. Hey, Mamru Shlosh Dvarim, the Anshei Knesset Gedola said three